Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, Steve here. In the second of this two-part running commentary, Rob and Paul are lost, and Rob has almost broken his recorder. We have done our run-com best to fix the sound. Listen on.
I'm trying to think where we could go where I wouldn't get us lost and it wouldn't be like a waste of time. Well, we'll have to get lost again.
Yeah, all right. I mean, it's not like we particularly know where we are to begin with.
No, that's right. So. I would genuinely be embarrassed to put this out. So that's a problem.
No,
that's an issue. That's how I feel.
That'd be tough. Everyone's different. Yeah. We set off with good intentions. We had a map. The map's not the territory. We got lost. We got hopelessly lost. We've dropped the recorder a couple of times.
Right, listeners will be excited to hear what we think the Maverick X series is going to be like. No blooming idea.
Yeah, those guys really paved.
There's some woods.
Those guys really paved the trail for the Maverick series. Do you think other races will actually start employing us to sort of map routes out? We expect a call from the great western states in America.
I mean, what's nice back about where we ended up is we're actually quite near the car.
Yeah, I know.
So,
that's not worrying the dog, is it?
No. Well, on the way here, we turned round in the driveway of a house and it had a sign on the gate that said, "Never mind the dog, beware of the wife."
Classic Yorkshire.
It was really good. Well, there were actually a couple of
really fierce,
really terrifying dogs.
And a wife in a cage outside the house.
Yeah, yeah.
She's rare to see even in this part of Yorkshire.
Right, yeah, you used to see that a lot more, didn't you, back in the day?
Come on, Mavis, come by. Leave him.
We're up on the hillside in the Lake District yesterday, where, oh, look at that. Oh, that's nice.
So looking over the bridge.
Oh, yeah, that's...
We've got to go over the bridge.
Okay, go over the bridge and I'll get your picture. That's the magic bridge. They say that those who go over that...
Oh, wait on. Rob, problem.
Is it broken?
No, look. It says you can't go over it.
Oh, no entry. No entry. It says no entry. No entry. I really would like it now if the bridge just collapsed and you just fell into the gorge.
Maybe that's why, yeah? How weird. I'll just have a quick look here. Just see if that... No, you can enter this way. For some reason, it's a one-way bridge.
Maybe it's because it's condemned. Maybe you shouldn't be on it, because it might fall down.
Maybe it's because we're hopelessly lost, but we don't know where we're on.
Well, we're not hopelessly lost. We know exactly where we are now.
We know where we are.
We just didn't intend
to
come here.
We didn't get very far.
And if we keep running, we'll get lost again. Because we could follow this, theoretically,
yeah.
We could follow this path to the top of the valley and turn right on the track we started on.
Aye.
But what we wouldn't be able to do is recognise it.
No. In a way, we're having a very old school experience
yeah.
that you don't get to have often there.
Yeah.
Just getting lost. People don't get lost anymore. They've got their sat navs or they're on the phone.
Yeah.
We, you know, we don't know where we are. We should be enjoying this.
It's so positive. Thank you.
It's true though, isn't it?
You know, just after the wet couple of days. Well, yeah, wet yesterday.
That's it. I mean, that's the thing. You're in your third day of wetness, aren't
really,
you?
Really? I just want to be in my
house.
You're
feeling a bit vulnerable. Yeah. Yeah, you just want to be at home. In the bosom of your family.
Yeah.
We're having a good splash.
This is a good path.
Yeah. So no races this weekend. You might do Edinburgh.
Well, my plan is to keep up with the day off running tomorrow, Thursday.
Right.
And then I'd like to go for a run over Arthur's Seat on Friday.
Yeah.
Just because I can.
Just because it's
I think
such that good fun to do.
There's some really good flat running in Edinburgh though, so I think I'll definitely run on Friday.
Yeah.
If I'm really feeling it in odd ways because of backpacks and climbs, I'll do a flat run instead on the Innocent Railway right. or out along the canal.
Yeah.
Take it nice and slow. And yeah, I'd like to do a park run on Saturday too. It all feels a bit extreme from here, but that's kind of the idea.
They're so useful. They're such good fun park runs, aren't they? I like this new multi-pace steering. The slow runs, the park runs.
Yeah, but I want to use it. Well, that's why the park run was so exciting, because I do want to use it to get pace back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting how I keep talking about how much I enjoyed the marathon this year and suffered through it last year. And that's accurate.
Yeah.
But there wasn't much difference in my pace. It was all to do with the physicality of the experience, really. Let's go this way.
All right.
Just because I want to go up the hill.
Leading us a little bit back on ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just leaning in.
So we're climbing now.
To an incline.
We'll take it slow so that we can keep talking. I noticed, yeah, going in a big group, people go at different speeds and some people walk and stop and walk and stop.
Yeah.
Talk about hiking now.
Yeah.
The more tired I am, the less I want to stop. I want to get
because
it over and done with.
To start.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
it's, same
and it's longer. It's going to be longer until it's finished.
Well, that's my entire philosophy about the marathon.
Yeah.
The quicker you do it, the quicker it's over.
Yeah,
and if you stop, starting again must be so unfathomably difficult.
Exactly. Well, I went through exactly that on my PB marathon, not in Yorkshire, when I just remember thinking that. I was basically running in a panic because I'd done the whole thing so fast that I was just dying with it, but equally nearly there.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm not going to stop now because I won't, that's the end. I won't start running again, and I can't even bear the idea of walking.
Yeah.
The rest, this is a great little zigzag, isn't it?
Yeah, this is nice.
Really good. We should have got onto little paths like this sooner. We've just been on that forest trail. Just for the fun of it. I mean, I don't know where we were supposed to be. But yeah, I remember thinking, I just, don't stop. I was having my carb gel. I had to get it out of my pocket while I was going along.
Yeah.
Because if I broke stride, that was going to be that. And in a way, that's what that mindset is what makes it so difficult for me to become multi-pace daring.
Isn't it weird how everything gets really super magnified when you do a race like the marathon? Like, you know, you've got a carb gel in your back pocket.
Yeah.
You're really hungry. You really want it. But you don't want to break stride and stop. But you're reaching into your back pocket to get it. And can you rip it up? Do you know, the whole thing gets so intense.
It's so macro, isn't it?
It's just like,
it's huge. It's tiny.
Yeah. That's why it's important to keep it simple with like time goals towards the end or awareness of time, because your head gets so scrambled.
Yeah.
All the maths goes in your head, doesn't it?
And that's life, isn't it, as well? I think if you put yourself philosophically outside your comfort zone, everything gets too big or too little. What we don't realise is that in a normal 9-to-5 day to day, you've kind of chosen the scale of that existence. And that at any given moment, you could say, well, what I'll do is I'll stand here and I'll count the needles on this tree.
Yeah, just chill out. Just take a rest.
And And that'll be, you know, you'd be living on a slightly different scale.
It's always simpler than we make it, but those, it's just when you get tired, isn't it? The fatigue spirals out of control, doesn't it?
And also, like you say, the, you know, learning to basically ignore those voices.
Yeah.
I suppose that's what the ultra guys, who say it's all the body, not the head. I mean, Eddie Izzard proves that, doesn't he? He's not...
He's so determined, isn't he, Izzard?
He's not an athlete. He's just, I'm going to do this and that's that.
He's amazingly dogged, isn't he?
I mean, he is an athlete now, but you know yeah. what I mean? Dogged is the word.
Yeah, he kind of trains himself into those events, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like we said, going right back to when we spoke to those tribe guys. If you're going to run 1,000 kilometres, or 1,000 miles, or whatever it was, there's no point training. You yes. might as well just start.
Yes.
Carb gel packet on the ground
yeah, you
there.
Wonder,
oh, should I get it out? What am I going to do?
You wonder how... You wonder whether some people just don't train that much for ultras, whether they just run like we do 30, 40 miles a week and then just rock up and have a go at it.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder how many miles I have done this week. I think bring it right back down to the basic level. I haven't really worked out the weeks to the marathons in the autumn.
Right.
But I think that I'm kind of thinking in terms of pre-training training.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You kind of, you suppose... Mid-July, mid-August. By about mid-July, you want to be starting to think of... You've got about 12 weeks left of proper training.
That's right.
So,
and at the moment, the bit before that, I mean, I feel good.
Yeah,
I want to be starting from a point of fitness.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be... I'm not trying not to get under about 25 miles a week rather than 21.
Yeah.
And to do that on a day-to-day basis, I'm thinking of myself as doing 3-4 runs a week.
Right.
And when I'm off away doing a run on a Saturday... I do it as well as my Friday run instead.
I'm running about 5 times a week, just generally. I find that, I'm going to say something ridiculously simple now, just the more you run, the better you feel. The better you feel at it when you start running.
Yeah, yeah.
You just feel so strong.
It's slightly more... I feel slightly more complicated than that just because I get...
You get your aches.
It really hurts me to run a lot.
Right.
I think that the... That's kind of what I'm leaning into the wind of this week, is that sense that's not injury, that's just use.
Right.
You know? Because I can run every day and carry on running. I just get very... It just hurts.
I'm getting a bit of that. I've got this, you know, this Morton's toe foot things lead to
yeah.
a bit of stress around my Achilles. And I generally... It takes me about half an hour to really...
Look at this. That's where we came from.
We've been around here, haven't we?
No, we haven't been here.
Have we not?
I don't think so. We certainly shouldn't have been there. We just came up that one.
Yeah.
No. Entry.
It takes me about 20 minutes but to be running pain-free, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You just thought, as you get older, I'm sure that's not going to get much better. just running into the run that you're having.
Yeah, absolutely. So my plan is to run... The Yorkshire Marathon.
Yeah.
As fast as I can.
Right.
In October. Yeah. And, the Great North Run.
Right.
Is my warm-up half. Although that's quite close to the Yorkshire Marathon.
When is it? How far away is it?
Great North Run, I think it's a month.
Oh, well, that's fine.
So
that's,
I want to have ideal, done... Really. I don't want that to be on the up of the... I want it to be on the taper rather than the climb up, you know what I mean?
Well, just at the end of the...
I want to do my 20 before then.
Yes, yeah, yeah, fair enough.
I haven't read the Hanson Method book yet, which I was...
Are you going to have a look at that?
Yeah, I'm going to have a little look, just see if I can... But, you know, you'll notice from the way I've addressed this run today that sometimes you've got to really do something properly or not do it at all.
Yeah.
But
I'll help you with the long runs for York. Yeah. I just don't fancy...
You should help me with some short runs. I want to get someone to do some of your... I was daydreaming the other day, maybe we should do one of these where we watch each other do laps or something, you know what I mean? Do a bit of stopwatch action.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, what you could do,
yep.
if you fancy it, just for kind of bizarre experiment... kind of way beyond your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Is eat a massive pie and then do a sprint. No.
Jack up Skag and then run up a cliff.
Crash into a wall with your head. No, he's jumping on a track session on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just jump in on the group there and just for an experience.
Yeah. No, I'd like to.
I'll send you the schedules and what they'll do, and I'll talk you through it before it happens, because it will be difficult.
Yes.
And it'll be a bit of a shock, but it's quite exhilarating. Because the sessions only last about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it's so intense.
Right.
And then you're just jogging around the track doing a little warm down. You've done loads of really fast stuff with people. It helps you run faster.
Well, after this week of hiking and running on the trails, if I recover with some steady running for a week or two and do that,
yeah,
that's a very nice yin and yang to...
It'd be really good for you, yeah.
Multi-pace theory. Because, you know, the Yorkshire Marathon's potentially quite fast, and I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I did 3:14 before.
Yeah.
What did I do last year? 3:22?
Was it 3:22?
Yeah, it was pretty fast.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't. I might be remembering that wrong. Anyway. This marathon, 3:26. So how fast should I be trying to do Yorkshire? Sub 3:20?
I was going to say 3:20, yeah.
Yeah.
Try to go for 3:20.
Oh, straight. Oop. You went right in that puddle.
Yeah, that was good. That worked out really well.
Now, I know where we are now.
Right.
And we are, perhaps audaciously,
yeah,
running away from the car.
Oh.
Towards the viewpoint.
All right.
If we can find our way back from it.
Yeah.
And pick up the end of the course the way we came, the way we were supposed to be going, then that's fine. But, you know, just so you know.
Yeah, I think it's...
It's certainly a nice track, and it's a bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, I like these narrow tracks. Really,
there was a cyclist up ahead of us for a bit there.
He's gone.
I do find that very tiresome when I catch up a cyclist. Oh, come on, you've got a bike.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're old or they've got loads of stuff, fair enough.
It's good to give them a little nudge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Into the canal.
And actually, if they're... That's the kind of thing that happens on these trails, Paul.
Yeah,
Tomkinson.
That's maverick life. I very nearly slipped into a puddle there.
Yeah.
But I think I smoothed it out.
I mean, the way you echoed through the woods, it was much more like you were about to slip off a cliff.
Isn't that what they use called styling it out?
That is a phrase they use, but that wasn't an example of it.
You could barely notice I was in danger.
No, that's right.
Even though, in fact, I wasn't in any danger.
Yeah, the only moment when I thought you might be in trouble was when you said, and I quote,
I am such a wuss. See, I just don't know whether at the moment my body can handle the stress that I'd want to put it under to run faster for the marathon.
Yeah, you understand.
In the autumn, it's just as simple as that. My right foot is still hurting.
No, I think you've made that decision, and I think it's a good decision. If you know what I mean.
Yeah,
now here, let's be clear on this. We went down there. We zigzagged up to here.
Yes.
And went straight down a path. And now we've hit this. I mean,
let's be clear.
What is it? Where are we?
Let's be clear. We're on the red route.
Yeah, you say that. That's it. That's it.
Worth a photo.
I feel like I should spin that around, like the way Newton character in Jurassic Park. Yeah, that's nice.
That's great.
Okay, so but let's try and work it out. So that was the zigzag. Off the end there. Exactly there. Went up there. Joined the path on the right. Is there a T-junction just around the corner? There isn't, is there?
I don't know. Is this not... No, you can't call this a T-junction.
Well, let's find out by going that way.
Okay.
All guesswork. I make no claims. We are basically, officially,
running,
deliberately running lost again.
Yeah.
So I think in terms of doing organised ultras or maverick tours or something like that, the important thing is to go to a recognised event,
yeah,
and let them tell you where to go.
Yeah, although...
That'd be my tip.
A lot of them seem to be a bit more kind of looking for checkpoints yourself, don't they? It's quite... You know, that's part of the drill, isn't it, for a lot of them, finding
your
way.
Well, Susie was talking about the marathon disabled, but I think there are a few with the old take your stuff.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of that in principle, but I don't like running with a rucksack.
I'd find that really irritating, taking stuff, I must say.
Yeah.
But of course you've got to.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't just scrounge your way around.
Well, you could you knock a few dozen.
Yours, mate?
I've been running.
I'm really sorry.
Have a cup of tea.
I lost my rucksack back there.
That's what it used to be like, though, isn't it? It's like if you turned up at a farm 150 years ago, you say, hi, can you cook me some dinner and give me a bed for the night? And, well, certainly according to old books,
yes.
They'd kind of go,
hi.
Either, oh, of course, you're welcome, or, oh, all right.
Come in,
I wouldn't want to, but you couldn't not.
Yeah. Come in.
Oh, it's a bit of a cold breeze, that.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, the second night of my brother's hiking trip, we stayed in a place in Borodar called Dinahoggesbarn. And all the time...
Dinahoggesbarn?
Yeah.
Right.
And all the time my brother was saying, don't expect too much, it's pretty basic. You know, that basic one we're in last night is half the price of that.
Right.
But it was really rubbish.
Budget,
and it was so didn't need to be. It was they all they needed to do was have it a bit clean.
Right.
And make you feel a bit more, make the signs a bit more welcoming. And it would have been perfect.
But they didn't.
Because it actually had everything we needed. It had electricity, a bathroom with a shower and a toilet, fridge. You know, the whole deal.
Was it warm?
Yeah, it was
warming?
Warm.
Yeah.
It kept the, you know, it had a roof. And but it was so grubby and unwelcoming. It's like old school, you know. We don't want you.
Yeah.
You kind of...
Why have a place that gives off the idea that you don't want
see,
people
we've
visiting?
Just...
We feel like we've come back on
ourselves. We did this. We've just found the way we came.
Yeah.
And this is where we saw the deer.
Right.
So if we go over there and turn right...
That'll take us back.
Yeah,
to the car.
Should we do that rather than get lost again?
Yeah, well, I'm up for that. I don't mind.
We've been going... How long have we been going? Do yours, because mine's zipped in safely for a little bit. Literally no idea how far we've gone, but
we've run for an hour and 20.
We can...
24. I don't mind just running back to the car. It means you'll make it to York.
Yeah.
Oh, we've run about 10 miles.
We'll call this episode The Damp Squib.
Yeah, we'll call it... I've actually found it really enjoyable.
Me too, it's
and
been
it's not
great.
Over yet.
It we is for me, sister. And not in this view. We could get lost again.
Yeah, of course. Well, we could. I mean, it's highly likely.
Yeah. From here, I could work out where we went, which is interesting.
Yeah. Let's double back on ourselves. If only my dad could see us. Bloody torture. I knew you'd get lost. Running around Dolby like that. £8. That would have been the thing that we wouldn't have been in it. We wouldn't have got in. £8. That emergency stop. To go in some woods.
Yeah, to be fair, we had a bit of that.
Yeah, we did. We did.
It's quite American style, isn't it? The
complex.
Really kind of fencing off a bit of countryside and then putting loads of signs up. I've been reading a lot of Bill Bryson recently. And he draws that comparison a lot, saying... You know, if you're in Britain, you can just drive into Leicestershire and get out of the car and go for a walk, whereas in America, you kind of drive to a shopping mall.
Yes.
And then a tour guide takes you to a place, so you pay money to get such.
Nice to get wild, isn't it?
I mean, there's a big go ape here. And the kids keep wanting to do it. I love the idea of it, and I think it's a good idea to have something like that in an era of... litigation and health and safety issues, you know, to be able to safely climb about in the tops of the trees is a good thing. But at another level, you think, well, that's in the woods. You could just go and play in the woods.
Yeah. You were going to say, you're chatting about where you slept last night.
Oh, yeah.
That woman with a meter.
Yeah, she came down at
so
just
an
for nine.
Severe austerity to the whole place.
Exactly.
Right.
And deep grubbiness. You know, we just had a load of mildewy mattresses in a room and broken beds.
You don't like it, go.
And that's where that night... And that was all of us in one room. And the snore festival was just incredible. I mean, I had earplugs on.
Get out.
And I could still go... Yeah, I told you that this morning, didn't I? That she said she came down to read the meter.
Right.
About 9:15 and we hadn't gone. We were on our way.
For the electricity that you'd use.
Yeah, electricity we used while we were there.
Right.
You know, rather than making it
whatever
it was, £10 rather than £9. And she said, oh, I'll come back at 10. We got a school group coming in on Friday. And this is a place that's never been cleaned on Monday night.
Yeah.
And
got to get ready for Friday.
What exactly are you going to do?
Got to spread mildew around for Friday and stick some mould on walls.
And then she came back at 10, and she looked at the meter and grumped around a bit, and then she told the guy, and we'd been using electricity and stuff, you know, right. She said, yeah, it'll be a pound. We could use one of Martin Yelling's pounds for that.
I just told the story last night of the, just at the beginning of the gig, just talking about my dad, just talking about Yorkshireman being tight and saying, is it tight? He charged me £4 for kindling.
Yes.
And they loved it. Everyone could completely relate to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Should I have chucked your dad a bit of money for drying my clothes?
No, he'll invoice you. Expect an emailed invoice.
Oh, well,
dear
you
Rob,
know,
regarding
I'm from London.
Drying clothes charges plus water facilities.
I'm a London based comedian, so I'll just tell him I'll do it by backs in 6 weeks.
Electricity upon arrival. To be fair to him, he gave us some bananas, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
He gave us 4 bananas.
No, he looked after us very nicely.
Plus bananas, £1.20.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. It's just reminded me about my naked bar.
Oh, yeah.
I've subsisted almost entirely on nuts the last couple of days.
It's really good for you. My default food when I'm trying to stay fit and lose weight whilst heavy training seems to be nuts and grapes.
Yeah.
I'll just kind of alternate between those. Just have a breakfast and then just nuts and grapes.
I just had a really vivid image of you just kind of trotting off into the woods there and just still being there a little while. There he is, look carefully. In the clearing there. Yeah. It's Paul. Just go near that grass and eat your nuts and grapes. In the clearing, that's Tonkinson in the wild. He'll forage for nuts and grapes and then run another 36 miles for no good reason.
There's something about black seedless grapes. I absolutely adore them.
Don't tell
them. So healthy.
I like them red and I like them frozen.
Do you?
Yeah. Frozen grapes, I'm sure, aren't nearly as healthy. It probably kills all the good stuff. But it's like 100 little ice lollies.
Right.
It's fruit. So, yeah, you're definitely, I think you've got a very clear and absolutely right feeling not to do another marathon this year. And if you're going to do another marathon, it'll be London next year.
Yeah, well, I will do London next year, but I want to do 10Ks. I've got a few 10Ks, which I know you see as a kind of, as quite a clubby, serious distance.
No, can we get a look at this path? Look at that. Do you want to, you know you were looking down through the woods, you know how we're not doing this anymore?
Aye.
Do you want to go down there?
Well, we could go down there, but, I mean, where will it take us, Lake? Do you know where it takes us?
Well, it's the Woodcock Way.
Woodcock Way?
I can try and find out the map. Let's look right now and see how much idea I've got of where the...
Go on, then. If you can go down the Woodcock Way, it'd be great.
Yeah, I know you'd like
named
it.
After.
I know you like it down the Woodcock Way.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to recap. So we went to there, and then we went to there. Yeah, see, I think I know where we are. Yeah, but... It'll take us down the valley and we have to get up it again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's not bother.
It looks
let's go
nice,
down it and come back up it.
What, just a quick
yeah,
down
just
and
so
up
we don't get lost.
So yeah, alright, let's do that.
It's down the Woodcock Way. Because this is going to...
Because this is exciting. This is what I like about running through woods.
Listen to how the sound of it changes as it closes in on you. We are in a total sodden, wooden, mossy tunnel.
Completely covered
it's
by the
really
trees.
Really Tolkien-esque.
Yeah. Oh, this is gorgeous.
Stay off the road! We'll go down to the bottom of this and then come back up and then we'll know where we are. And we'll have done something special. I do like a bit of the old downhill, but it's scary.
Yeah,
it's
tricky to run quick downhill, yeah.
Yeah. This run I did in the lakes the other day was very rocky. Couldn't get any pace. It was raining and the rocks were slippery. And then when you got on the grass was slippery.
Yeah,
at one point, I was cutting across moss, and I just kind of surfed,
wow.
You know, skidded with both feet, and thought, wow, still up.
Yeah.
This is a great path.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Woodcock Way.
No, so my intention was, initially, to spend the summer getting faster, you know, 5 and 10 Ks, and then do half marathons, and then build up to London in April, and try and beat, you know, 2:55 or something.
Yeah.
Which is a great plan. It just seems that I'm actually physically getting slower.
Yeah.
So if I can turn that round so I'm actually getting faster, then it'll make sense. So I've got a few 10K runs in late summer. If I can do those, if I can beat, like, you know, 38 and a half minutes for 10K, then I'll feel like I've hit a new little seam of fitness, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But you can't control your subconscious, can you? That bit of you that was really fighting, you know, for decades for your sub three.
Yeah.
That, unfortunately, that alarm light's gone off now.
Absolutely, yeah. So, it's kind of, it's... Because I've been working on this book about running, I'm getting like a treatment together about beating sub three, and just a funny little book about it. Yeah.
Am I in it?
Yeah, you'll be in it. Yeah.
Hi!
And I realise, you know, when you revisit it, it's just really intense and all-embracing and really massive.
How do people do this thing where you blow your nose without a tissue?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do it all the time.
I don't, so people have
never
to
works.
Listen,
never
listen
works
to me sniff. I don't think it works with anyone. It just goes everywhere, doesn't it?
But it's a very intense experience to really go for it like that. And
yeah.
And it's really hard, and to get it, you just don't know whether you'll ever be that bothered again about running as quickly.
Yeah, or about anything.
Yeah. Well, the idea I've got at the moment is that you can transfer it to other areas, that sort of focus and whatever, chunking it down and all the stuff that you do to get it. But it was there's a purity to running, isn't it, which we both love, where you try hard, you train intelligently, and injury permitting, you get the chance to run as hard as you can and get a lot out of it.
But there's still, you're chasing down those variables, but they're still there.
Yeah.
There's crazy variables.
So we could just run back up there now, couldn't we?
Yeah, we should. That was good. That was the Woodcock Way.
Aye.
It was really nice. And
well,
so that we
it
don't
wasn't
get...
the whole of the Woodcock, it was more the wood. Than
oh,
the
yeah,
crop,
no, it's just a little way down the Woodcock. Yeah. Just the Woodcock wander.
How many woods would a Woodcock Way, Woodcock wood?
It was really good. It's going to be harder on the way back up.
It will be harder, yes.
Yes. So, yeah, because you're chasing down those variables, but they're there, you know. I was talking to my cousin who was on this trip this week, and he does parkruns all the time.
Right.
And he does a lot of parkruns, but he started quite recently.
Right.
So, you know, his first, we're talking about the low-hanging fruit, you know, he was doing great, because every time he did it faster.
Yeah.
So it was PB, PB, PB.
Yes.
And then, I don't know if there was any pause, but it wasn't much of a pause. And he went to one week, and he smashed it.
Right.
He beat his PB by over a minute.
Yes.
And it was just amazing. But he was saying it, and his friends were saying, that's a real shame now, because that's going to become a negative. It'll become a thorn in your side.
It's going to be really hard to beat, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But that's the nature of it, isn't it? That's the other side of that low-hanging fruit factor. And the fundamental thing, and when you talk about putting it onto ambition and stuff like that, is the difference between needing it and wanting it.
Yeah.
I think deep down, you needed that sub three.
Right.
Whereas I don't think you'll... I think you'd be hard-pushed to do more than want 255.
Yes. Yeah. I know what you're saying, yeah. I know what you're saying. It became a... It was symbolic of something that I wanted to get done.
Yeah.
And the 255 is just like extras, isn't it? It's just bonus.
But equally, at a completely different level,
it's really
you've
hard.
Seen your form, you've done the training, you could do it.
Yeah.
We see this in all our other contemporaries, other serious fast runners. They do this, you know. It's a constant dialogue and sometimes a constant battle between your ego and your id, your front brain and your machine.
It's also how much you want to give it at this stage in your life as well, isn't it?
Yeah, day to day.
Just that kind of, just that general fatigue that you feel when you're really training hard.
Yeah.
Which is actually quite pleasurable in a way.
Yeah, and probably drilling right down to stuff that's very specific to us, it also really suits stand-up.
Yeah.
You know?
You can kick during the day. You go for a run, you have a kick, you do your gigs.
Yeah, so you basically perform twice.
Yeah.
You get the machine out for an hour or two, then you kind of refuel and rest up, and then you get your act out for half an hour.
Yeah.
And you've delivered, you know, and it really does work.
And with our acts, you've often got to do a bit of running immediately after, haven't you? You've got to clear the venue pretty sharpish.
That's right.
So there's a bit of
and
part
if you
like
park the car a bit further away.
Yeah.
This day and age, you don't want to leave the engine running.
Then you've got your half. You got your half mile sprint. Stop him! Stop him! You can't get away with that.
Oh, I thought you meant running away from all the screaming fans.
No.
And
no.
Very, very, you know, people
amorous.
With passion in their eyes.
No. More the kind of. The quest for the refund.
That's you know. Right. They, with you, it's the refund. And with me, it's the... Sorry, guys. Gotta get home to the wife and kids.
It's like that old... that old joke that I really enjoyed. I heard it with a... There was an old stand-up on the radio the other week. And the commentator was like... interviews like saying, so are you on tour at the moment? And he was like, yeah, with an act like mine, you've got to keep moving. I just quite like that kind of traditional self-deprecation.
It's good.
Keep moving in the car. Start the car.
Start the car. It's like that lovely, the asides in Tim Vine's act.
Yeah.
Which are both have that, exactly that old-fashioned self-deprecation you're talking about. But they also do that wonderful thing that the best silly plate-spinny one-liner guys do, like Harry Hill.
Yeah.
Where you, by the sixth time you do this joke, you can say something that out of context wouldn't mean anything at all.
Yes, but they
get a massive laugh.
Yes, yeah.
Because what's it in there? Someone's saying a big show, Tim Vine. He's talking about, he starts off saying, "Your tickets were £10 for this."
Yeah.
And then in the end, it's like, you know, even more when you're getting the VAT, you know, just actually talking just in depth about ticket price in the gaps after the jokes. So that was a nice little workout going down there. I'm glad we did that.
It was good, yeah.
And I'm feeling, talking about using the run to find yourself and your spirit, you know, all this running, I can't carry on feeling low.
No, because it gives you lift.
But ultimately, we got here and we got out for a run, that's the important thing.
Yeah. So the map isn't the territory, Rob. You can't get bound down with roots and actually doing what you intended to do.
Yeah.
We went for a run. And let's face it, we're still not at the end. Yes?
No.
We're still...
It's raining more.
A marginal grip on where we're going.
Yeah, that's right.
It means it's likely
that's
that you
good.
Might be train on top.
That gives me hope.
Yeah.
We still don't know where we're going. There's still potential. Nice. You notice that we just got to a little incline there and just had a nice kind of personable silence.
Bit of a pause as we dug
in. It was a good
in.
One, wasn't it?
Well, after an hour and 40 minutes running or so, you feel it a little bit, don't you?
Yeah.
But at this pace, it still feels fairly comfortable, doesn't
it?
I'm finding that a lot with my runs, though, that my legs feel it before my cardiovascular does.
Yeah, it's a good sign.
I just don't. Is it a good sign, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, I would, because I'm all about the machine.
Yeah.
But that's it, the machine's the limbs are just, they're just
Pistons?
Yeah, they're just the parts, they're the, what do you call it on the bike? I don't know, they're the
wheels?
Bits and bobs, they're the cogs.
Yeah.
The machine is what's running the run.
The heart and lungs, like.
That's right. And the kidneys.
Pine air.
So we saw
pine air freshener.
A school group getting out of a minibus. We saw one bloke who he knew exactly where he was going.
Right.
He didn't have a dog or a bike, but he had to look it up on the map.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. One guy on a mountain bike in the distance.
Yes.
And we heard some dogs going.
It's been very off pace, hasn't it? It's been very
It's funny that sense of peace. In the country, and you know, I've told you before, haven't I, about my granddad Deary?
Yeah.
When he left the army, they said, "What do you want to do?" He said, "I want to be a shepherd."
Right.
And I reckon that's. See, maybe that's where we should have gone earlier on.
Right.
I don't think I trusted it. See that there?
Yeah.
Looks lovely, doesn't it? I should have gone that way.
So
they got him a job at GlaxoSmithKline.
Yeah.
But anyway. You know, there's a very clear, you can imagine being a shepherd, can't you? Stomping up over the fells, tending your sheep.
Very famous ultra fell runner, Joss Naylor, was a shepherd.
Yeah.
Just used to run constantly and still breaking records in his 60s.
It's like a monk's existence,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And particularly with that physicality. Having said that, we saw a shepherd yesterday, a long way up this valley, miles from a proper road. We got to the shepherd and he was really so calm, you know, almost zen, the way he said, just bellowing. He had about 36 dogs. He seemed to despise each one of them individually. And then what he was doing with the sheep, sorting them into individual colours, I don't know.
Just an angry shepherd.
It wasn't one man and his dog.
Yeah.
It was one extraordinary angry man.
And loads of dogs.
Messy, messy pack of dogs and sheep, which he had limited control over.
Or respect for.
It was beautiful.
I suppose when you're a shepherd, like, oh, just nailed it. The separation between training and life is very fluid, isn't it? Because he's clambering around and running around the fells.
I really, really do love being up there and running and walking and seeing that the pace you do it, it doesn't matter, you know, and the effort you give doesn't matter and that it's the same. That's like I said it before, didn't I? But earlier today, I'm just trying to pin it down in words. It's not that the running and the walking are the same as such, it's just that they have the same weight, the same importance.
Right.
You'll tire yourself out more with the running, it will take longer to do the walking.
Yes, yeah.
And different muscles will ache. But it doesn't matter. They're all available to you.
Yeah. We'll end up walking in the long term, won't we?
Oh, yeah.
It's always there.
That's right.
And we did this run off of no breakfast, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is always good, I think. Yeah. Just to feel that extra tinge in the legs as they start to eat themselves.
I've eaten
the muscle feasts off itself.
I'm really pleased with what the eating I've done this week, except for all the beer.
Do you feel the beer? Does the beer...
Oh, yeah. I feel fat.
Beer adds weight, doesn't it?
I feel fat when I've been drinking beer, straight away.
Yeah.
You know, some kind of middle ground between the actual calorific content of the beer and just the gassy, not particularly healthy, slightly drunk, you know, the mild poisoning of the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
But then you got the bonhomie, the chat, the quiz.
Victory. Oh yeah, I don't regret any of the beer. Yeah. Just looking at food and drink, I kind of see that there would be a nice kind of asceticism to not drinking at all. But day to day, I can't help but think it would feel like something was missing.
It's
sometimes
got to come naturally. There's no point unless you. It's got to make sense, hasn't it? I went into Odbin's on the Sunday to get my wine, and it was hilarious because the bloke there who I chatted on, I know well, who's really getting into running actually, was really trolling. He was working. He was running the shop, but he was sort of leant forward on the counter looking up at me. Just obviously...
Is that good or bad marketing?
Obviously trousered. Obviously completely plastered. But I didn't mention it because he was so obvious, and I didn't want to cramp his vibe, you know. He was obviously, and he was really happily drunk.
I enjoyed that note, by the way. He didn't want to cramp his vibe.
Yeah. He was just buzzing away there.
Yeah.
And he was chatting about athletics and Steve Cram and all this. He didn't really get it. Who's your favourite? Cram over at Co. Who was? Name a name. And he was really.
So he didn't want to cram his vibe.
I didn't want to cram it, no. And he was. It was just hilarious.
I used to like those guys, but I'm over it.
Over it. The Cowovet thing was a bit of a divide, wasn't it? The fact is, they were both amazing.
Yeah. It's
incredible.
It's a class war, essentially.
Yeah, he was, yeah, but there was this thing of like Co was the top, but he was a really tough runner. And his world record lasted for over 20 years, the 800 metres.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy was amazing.
Yeah, that's incredible. I saw him at the Great North. Are you interested in doing the Great North Run? Are we doing the Great
I'll
North
have a look
Run?
At the dates, actually. What date is it?
It's the second Sunday in September, so 8th or 9th or something like that.
I'll have a look, yeah. I might be in Hong Kong, actually.
That's the trouble, you see. You're such a jet setter. I mean, how do you pin that kind of thing down? Trying to get you to commit to an autumn marathon. It's like trying to catch smoke, you know?
That'll last through the wind.
I might do it. I might be in Tahiti. I might do
Hong
that
Kong
10k.
Just club gigs.
Or I could be in space.
I haven't been to Hong Kong in ages. Have you been recently?
Not for a long time.
I really like Hong Kong.
Yeah, it's great. Gigs are good, the running's good.
It's such a different experience there.
Oh, absolutely.
It's full of people from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
They're different.
That makes all the difference.
Yeah, it does. Living really closely to each other. Yeah. Shouting.
No, it's beautiful. It's a fantastic place. And it's great to go there and do comedy. I want to go.
Yeah, the gigs are good. And you go for those runs in the morning and they're all doing Tai Chi in the park.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really peaceful.
So.
This is where we... This is where...
Yeah.
We...
So I took us right there, did I?
Realise...
No, I took us hard left there.
That we are running down there.
I think we went that way.
I think so. I think this is the way to go. Although we don't exactly know.
The song's helping though. You know, I was the map reader in the Lake District and took these 12 strangers all over the mountains. Thank God I didn't do this. They'd have chucked me off the edge. You're very understanding.
It's all good.
I don't think we came this way.
I wonder where we came and went left.
We must have done, because right. This grass in the middle is unfamiliar.
I think so, but obviously... I can be surely.
No, nobody can be sure anymore.
Once you get lost in these parts...
You're never seen again.
Do you remember the running commentary boys there? They did a little podcast. I think they found the lost tapes. Do you remember? Can you imagine that, finding the lost tapes of the running commentary? Just doesn't... Your Leica and my little red top. Skeletal bodies.
So we're lost
and naked. A map. Our last utterings like, I think this is it.
Quick double clap so Steve can find the end.
Is it being recorded? Give it out to Steve. This feels slightly more familiar, do you think?
Later on, and it's lucky for everyone that you won't be there, I'll sit down for hours and try to work out exactly.
This was about 2 minutes before we made the first wrong move.
Possibly, yes. I'm gonna wee now.
Go for it.
Hold these, would you?
I'm it. That'd be great.
Thanks. Nice music, please, Steve, if this gets to the point where this all works.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mama!
Do you remember when...
can't go to work!
Do you remember when Martin Yelling took us up that rock?
Yes.
Crazy times.
Yes. Yeah, I was just a spectator for that one. In the event of an accident, one of us got to go and get help.
Oh, there's one of those dewy cobwebs.
Yeah.
Look at this. Just incredible. And they're talking about macro. You know, it's so small, but such an incredible little universe. Every one of those beads of dew has got microbes and stuff in it. It looks like a galaxy.
Amazing, yeah. Maybe we're on one of those, mate. Maybe this whole thing just looks like a cobweb.
Maybe we should have a galaxy.
You know what I mean?
I'd love a galaxy.
Yeah. Maybe we're, you know, like a little speck of dust on the edge of another speck of dust.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you're right.
I love those completely pointless. You know, maybe there's like loads of different universes just like this one, someone's having exactly the same conversation.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Those things always seem so smart, don't they? But really just nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, nice one, yeah. What do we do with that? I know, it's just worth saying. Empirically, there may be no evidence of alternative universes, but it doesn't stop me positing the theory.
It's like the whole... People got really excited when Elon Musk said we may already be someone else's virtual reality dream. You know, it's like... It's just the same as that, isn't it?
It's just pure conjecture.
He stood up in a lecture theatre with a million quid and said it, and everyone, whoa, yeah, that really makes you think.
It makes you
think in boring, empty ways, yes.
Makes you think you've been
overpaid. Like someone who needs to get a job.
Intelligent people will suggest that this is all a hologram.
Yeah.
As if we've got no free will, as if today I'd been programmed in. We hadn't actually done that of our own volition.
Of course
we did that.
Yeah, that's right.
This is our experience, Rob.
Exactly,
we got lost.
It doesn't matter how you frame that reality. Yeah. That is what happened.
Yes, exactly, yeah. No one else controlled it. No. We're not the figment of someone's imagination.
And ultimately, that kind of sense of trying to come up with some sort of technical reason, the secret cabal that started the war, the actual intelligence that created all of this, it's just a way of trying to explain it to yourself, isn't it?
Yes.
Everything is, in modern, in civilised in the widest sense, everything in human life, it's just us trying to create sense out of chaos.
Yeah, we like a bit of meaning, don't we? Yeah. Yeah. We like to create meaning.
Can't think of any metaphors for that today. Yeah. Just keep running! We don't need the car!
I don't know where we are!
I don't know if that family did exist! It's like a Paul Auster book. You read much Paul Auster?
I used to like Paul Auster, the New York trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah. Great stuff. That's what that's about, really, that kind of stripping away. A stuck, slightly drunk, on a railway platform in Kendal.
Yeah.
Sorting out various bags of wet clothes. And sorting them out even though they were all wet.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's very easy to slip from the happy, steady day to day, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, of course. Doesn't take much, does it?
No.
That's why we like running as well, isn't it? To experience something a bit wild as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, no, it's nice to not turn yourself and just go off and have those experiences.
To fade your intellect, your id.
Yeah.
Id down a bit. Tell yourself to shut up. Not you.
Go out, get lost. Come back, keep running. Still lost.
But imagine if these trees are like iron filings on a magnet being looked at by like a giant guy.
That's all it is. Really?
Up! Yelp!
Help!
I need somebody, yelp, yelp!
I tell you what, there's loads of slugs. Some of them aren't slugs. Some of
are
them
they slugs?
Birds.
Are they pine cones?
Or are they pine cones?
Is there really a difference? There is a
difference. Two more, mate. One man's slugs, another man's pine cone.
I'd say that was an early Happy Mondays chat, wasn't it? I tried a slug.
And it was
a pine cone.
Pine cone.
I went to the woods. I lost the trail.
Lost in the woods.
Went downhill.
Isn't he really into cycling now, John Ryder?
Well, I read a thing the other it's a day. Wonderful bit of nominative determinism, yeah.
But I heard he was getting into it to help get himself off drugs.
Yeah.
Which ironically could be part of the circle which leads to him doing more drugs. He gets more
cycling,
into cycling.
Yeah, that's right. He's trying to lance that boil. See what it is?
So, ringing any bells?
Yes, we're very near where we started now. The path we started down is going to pop out on the left.
Ah,
we're not going to go up it.
No.
We're just going to follow this back to the road in the car. Unless you want to sit on that bench there for a bit.
All right. We're doing all right, mate. We'll get in the car. You have a banana and a naked bar.
I have a banana. Won't take no drugs. Some of them were pine cones, some were slugs.
You have a banana.
That was a good path down there.
Yeah.
I bet that's where we should have gone. That's it, basically, out, lost, run back, looking at paths.
There's loads of paths we could have taken.
Yeah.
Let us rejoice in the path we took.
There's so many paths
we
could have taken.
It's like my son on the cusp of so many paths to take.
What if he'd woken up and got that job?
Yeah, selling roof cleaner.
Yeah, that's not a good
job. Tough gig. I said to him, any job where you're selling is going to be hard work.
Yeah. You've got to really believe, haven't you? You've got to know that the person you're... I mean, obviously there are other ways to do it. But I think to really sell and enjoy... I mean, this is something we kind of do. You've got to know that you've got something that those people will be happier if they have it.
Yeah. But the reality is most people in life are cyclists.
People! See if they've got food.
Most people don't want stuff, do they? There's not much people want.
Morning.
Right. There's not much people want in life, is there? So,
no.
So just when you automatically set yourself up with someone who's selling someone to me, you're already a bit daft, aren't you?
Yeah, you're on
the
front foot.
You're sort of on the wrong side of things.
It's like asking.
If I wanted it, I'd ask.
It's like asking a closed question, isn't it? Do you want this? No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the end.
Yeah. Can I interest you? No. If I was interested, I'd come to you, mate.
Yeah.
If I really wanted some roof cleaner, I'd probably get in touch with someone who's sold roof cleaner.
So, neither of you really committed to the idea of him getting this job?
No. I'm being...
Well, I realise now that you slipped him a sleeping tablet.
Yeah. Slept in. I think the warehouse job could be good for him because it's nice and physical for him.
Yeah.
And it's easily done and he'll probably have a laugh around the warehouse, you know, working with Monkey Allen.
Yeah.
And maybe the nightclub will be fun. He just needs to pick up some wage.
Yeah.
To pay for this.
Because you're not going to pay for anything.
Summer. Well, I'll pay for as much as I can, but...
None of these breakfasts.
Yeah. It all adds up, doesn't it?
Oh, look at that, dear. Look at that.
Where?
Straight ahead. So red, so healthy.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, mate, if we'd have known where we were going, we wouldn't have seen deer.
Why?
We'd have seen it.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's funny. Well, that's a funny. Here's a funny. I tell you a funny.
You're telling me a funny story.
At the end of our long walk, the first of the two walks.
Yeah.
Because as you get, we did the long walk and then the short walk back. So, you know, over the mountains, down the other side, all the way up the valley. Just when we were nearly where we were going, we're back on the road, and the open top bus came down. It goes down to the bottom village, turns around and goes back up.
Yeah.
I said, we can get the bus back up.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, you've got to see the walk through to the end. But my brother was good, he got it. I said, yeah, you can get the bus. Go ahead and push some tables together.
Yeah.
Tell the pub we're going to be spending some money, you know. And also, my family have a history of... I went there with my wife for our first wedding anniversary.
Right.
And we got the open-top bus down to where
nice,
we were staying.
Like it, yeah.
And she said, let's not go upstairs, you've got the big heavy bags. And I went, oh, you're right. And that's a bit... just mildly crestfallen. And then in the week, it wasn't an open-top bus, it was just a normal bus.
Oh.
So when we went
you
back
missed it, yeah.
to come home with the cases and everything... She insisted we went upstairs. And it was raining as well.
So you had your moment.
So we had a moment. And then when we were there with the kids a couple of years ago, we were nearly back. And they were very tired. One of them had really achy feet. And she said, well, go and look. See if there's a bus coming down. I said, oh, you might be onto something there. And the last bus of the day was kind of 6 minutes away. You know?
Yeah.
It was like it was sent from heaven.
Like
anyways, so I got onto this... bus, and then it went about, you know, it's only about half a mile, and I saw a deer in the field, and a deep curve of the river,
yeah,
that you couldn't see from the road.
Nice.
And a bull, and it
brilliant.
Was just brilliant. But sometimes you have to say this. I said, you know, I'm going to stop this walk and get on the bus, go upstairs. Also gave me a nice opportunity to lean over and shout at my brother and all his mates.
Yeah.
Suckers!
Yeah. Losers! Get off and milk it, mate.
Get off and milk it. See, do you recognise that?
Yes. That's near us, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's funny you should say that, because I don't... I think we haven't been here, and that's good.
Right.
I think the path we came down is just behind us to our left, and we're getting really near the car now.
Oh, okay.
So you're saying yes.
Just testament
to
how...
It was the wrong answer.
Yeah. How lost we both are. Oh, yeah. Indeed I am.
Yeah. No, we're both of us.
Yeah. It's good though, because it's all adding miles, isn't it?
It just goes to show. And, you know, we're being mean to people making Ponzi pronouncements, but it just goes to show that when you go for a run, you're going to find something, aren't you?
Yeah.
I had one the other day. It was really basic, but it was... I'd just been talking to my mum.
Yeah.
No, I hadn't. I'd been talking to my wife. Stop, I don't want to go around this bend.
Freudian slip.
It's going the wrong way.
Right.
It's taking us away again.
We're lost again.
No, we're not lost. We're close. No. We just don't want to.
We're really close.
I think we've
really
been coming past
close.
Where we want to be going. Without going to it. Yeah, anyway, I was talking to a wife about how I'm like my mum. And then the next morning I went for a run where the voice in my head said, but remember, you are also like your dad.
Your father's son.
Yeah. It's true, that. One of two things is going to happen now.
Yeah.
We're going to hit the trail and go hard left.
Or
we're going to find a path and go right so we can cut right across the valley and go back up there. No, there's something here on the left. That's good. That's where I'm going to
go. And it's just a film of rain now, isn't it? Which is quite nice. A gentle, cooling shower.
Our hair is beaded with the dewy stuff like that picture.
Rings a bell?
No.
Doesn't ring a bell, and it's uphill.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So you think we're kind of zigzagging our way back to some area?
I thought we were close to
approaching the car.
But I don't. My inability to judge distance or recognise these forest trails. It's a shame,
it's
in a way.
Not life-threatening yet.
That's right. What would make this run really good to listen to would be video of it from our point of view, and then like high point that just shows us going round on ourselves, going round corners.
This is one of those runs where you could actually do with a Strava thing of it just to see the complete idiocy of the route.
Yeah, to see if we managed to draw anything rude.
Because it wasn't... The thing about the car park is... Wasn't a big car park, was it?
No.
Quite a small one.
It was the right place. We were next to that showgroundy bit, weren't we? Which is where we were starting.
Right. It's quite hard to isolate, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. I just don't remember going round this valley. That's the weird bit.
Yeah.
Which makes you think we're running away from it again. But I can't find that valley on the map.
This is either the bit...
Remember that?
I think we've run past this.
Yeah, it looks familiar.
This is either the bit before we realise that we're really close, or it's the bit before you just realise how massively lost you are.
That's right.
But I think it's going to be the bit where we realise that we're actually pretty close.
I think that's where we ran down. Don't remember those rocks.
I don't remember the rocks, but I remember, I think, those signs on the left.
Maybe these valleys were there, I just wasn't taking it all in.
Slightly speeding up in anticipation. Something that we don't.
Yeah, we'll just sprint this last bit.
Yeah.
7 miles later. So tell me more about Cannon Hill. Because talking about sprinting the last bit, there is a little hill at the end there, isn't there?
There is a little hill at the end, and it caught me out. I did the first kilometre in 3:41.
Yeah.
A bit too fast. Then 3:48, then 2:356s, and then a 3:40 to finish. But it was tiring. I just found
Guys,
myself.
Guys, properly mountain biking downhill there.
Yeah, they know where they go.
Glad we didn't go up that one. That would have got complicated.
I just found myself a bit lacking that. I don't know if it's lack of patience, but not being able to sustain pace in the middle of the race.
Yeah.
Just setting off a bit too fast and slowing a bit. Got a bit left at the end.
Yeah.
But just not getting in that hurty zone and staying there.
Yeah, not really using it.
Yeah. I was 20th in the race, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
This sounds good. Noises. I reckon we're coming onto that field.
That's brakes on the bike behind us. That's someone coming down there. That's mountain bikers, not...
I thought it was some kind of festival.
Do you remember passing a traffic cone?
No.
No, neither do I.
We didn't actually... So convinced where we were that we knew where we were going, we didn't actually...
Pay much attention to
our surroundings.
That's right. So, what kind of... kilometres, minutes per kilometre, is it averages out to 1942?
It's 3:55. It's about 3:55, because it's about 25 seconds. No, it's 20 seconds less, so it's 3:54.
Right.
But it's 20 seconds less than 20 minutes. 20 minutes per 5Ks. 4 minutes per kilometre.
Oh, of course it is, right.
So it's like about 3:54,
Okay.
Which is good going.
Yeah,
it's quick. It's quick.
Yeah, well, what's that in miles? I don't know what that is in miles now. I've got to times that by 1.6 now.
Well, no, I mean, if you take it as a basic 4 minutes, so It's about 6:20. 4 minutes per kilometre is about 6:20 per mile.
Okay, so they're fast miles.
You're doing fastest. You're doing like 6:15 miles.
Oh.
It's good.
Yeah, I didn't
it's good.
Know
you need
to
be aware of that. It's good fun. It's interesting. So when you're looking at a marathon, you're looking at how long, how fast you want each mile to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just get a sense of your paces and your different, you know, potentials for pace.
See, there's a lot of stuff around here. There's a lot of people coming down off the top.
Yeah.
These paths, like the one we're coming down, these signs, which look familiar.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking that that I was right.
Right.
Just that valley back there. Like you say, when we set off, we weren't taking it in.
Right.
It's a really dramatic valley with lots of paths across it, which I didn't really look at. But I think we're nearly back. I really do.
Yeah.
Is anyone, are you looking back? Is something catching
us up? Some cyclists, yeah.
I thought it was like a... It was like a truck. Yeah, we're on the A66.
Yeah, yeah.
Turns out.
We're approaching Gateshead.
So, we haven't had that much to show you today because of the mist and the trees.
Yeah.
We've seen some good stuff.
It's been really nice.
I love this optimistic use of the past tense.
Yeah, as if it's not something that we're currently
ongoing,
embroiled in.
With no,
yeah,
clear
with no
end
in sight. Yeah, yeah, this had been quite a decent run. Stops, cramps up, starts crying.
I remember these wood chips.
Yeah, we do remember the wood chips. We went past the wood chips.
Yeah.
Was that near the start of the run, the wood chips?
Yes, it was.
Right. I don't think it was that near the start.
Damn it!
Getting a sense
Damn
of,
you!
Of the distance. We've run it about... I don't think we need to be too bad on ourselves. We've run about 2 hours so far.
Yeah.
So I don't think...
We're looking at 10-minute miles, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's probably been 10, so...
Yeah.
Just been chilling. Chilling and lost and confused. Been absolutely...
When we were running the other way, we got to a road in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't mean to, but... Yeah. That stuff
you always
matters.
Come to a road at some point.
This is why I should never run in, you know, North America or Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, he just went off that way. What happened then? Oh, that was the end of that.
Never saw him again.
He's very confident with the map.
That's a major Achilles heel for me, the whole map thing. I'm not strong on maps.
Yeah, see,
I like
I'm all
running
over it.
Through woods.
I never get that stuff wrong.
No, you're fine with that.
I'm basically, you know...
Yeah. Some sort of expert.
Some kind of award is due to me. But I really like them. I really like that feeling of control. And it is amazing. You do... It's recognising the constant guessing. So that's that. Oh, yes. And if you... The more you do it, the more your guesses are right. They stop being guesses.
Yeah.
So here, it's all guesses. And suddenly you realise that the map is just a picture. And then it's a pet man standing next to it talking rubbish. That's me. I'm
them. Yeah, yeah. While I gaze off vacantly into space.
Thinking... Maybe this is all
a map. Maybe we are the map. This is really close to the end now.
I really enjoyed that. Yes, you're right. Definitely.
Positive thinking.
See this building up on the left?
Yeah.
Is that a building? There was a stone building in the woods next to the car.
Was there?
Yeah. Right. It's not a building.
No. No, it's not.
That's optimism for you.
Yeah.
Or desperation, depending on how you want to look at it. I would pay £8 to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the final absurdity.
Yeah.
Is it not? They appeared to get lost in the woods. You're having a joke, man. Now, does this ring any
No, we haven't been
bells?
Here. I'm just thinking maybe we should go up here just to get to the Dalby Forest. You know, what does it say? That didn't say what.
Dalby Forest.
There's an arrow.
Arrow to a...
Mountain bike labour.
To a tree.
In 1983...
Choo-choo!
We went to the Lake District... And actually staying quite far south, right on the near the coast, near Milham.
Yeah.
Broughton in Furness. But my dad got into the Wainwrights and read the Scarfield Pike. And Wainwright said the best way up Scarfield Pike was from the north, from Borrowdale. So we set off sharp one morning.
Yeah.
Drove right round, right through the Lake District to the top side.
Walked up.
I was sort of been 10, my brother 15, 16, and we went up the long, tough route to the top of Scarpa Pike.
Ah.
And then tried to find the corridor route on the way down, which is an excellent, clever path. It cuts across to, just trying to look at where we are. Cuts right across to, the see the way that opens out. You're about to see sort of a playground.
I don't know, mate. There's something happening. Is that a clearing?
Feels good, doesn't it?
I don't know, mate. Is it?
No.
Could that be? Is that?
Seems crazy to get my hopes up. Anyway, we hacked up to the top. We came down. You have to scramble down off a ridge.
Yeah.
Near the top of the very craggy part, and then you turn right on this path which picks its way across to a high pass.
Yeah.
We missed it and we ended up going down this incredibly dangerous ravine on our asses and then having to climb back up again to get over the top to get to the car. And that was my first experience of the Lake District, or big mountains in Lake District. This is where we began, remember? It's exactly where we began.
Alright.
The run is complete. Let me get you running out of the woods.
Oh, then we run across that.
Here he is. Go back a bit and run out. He's out. He made it. They've got grapes. They've got nuts.
So it's down there?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Do you want a naked butt? No, let's get to the car. Let's get to the car.
So finally. The relief.
So how long have we been going?
Well,
have you got a watch on?
I'll have a look at the...
Yeah, the recorders.
Yeah.
But what have we done?
2 hours.
We'll assume 10-minute miles.
Yeah.
It's funny because we're hoping to do 24K, which is, what, 14 and a half miles?
Yeah. We won't have done that, but we'll have done a good 20, 21.
We'll have come close enough as
yeah.
Makes no odds.
Yeah.
So, the car park's down the road. If we go down this path at the edge of this area,
yeah.
There's no way we can get lost.
No, there's no.
Between here and the car park. That couldn't happen, could it?
No. Where is it?
I mean, I was never in control. That's what we've learned here.
It's good to realise that. What makes you appreciate a good run too? Yeah.
This girl can. The other thing, and this whole, you know, I mustn't let this, my tired, rainy disastrousness put me off, but...
We are, yeah.
I had a conversation the other day. Look where we've gone.
We are lost again.
This is not right. I've got to get a picture of this. So yeah, we decided not to take the road for some reason, and now
I think this does lead us to the thing.
Yeah, it's fine. I was talking to the guy who runs the gig, I can't remember his name, runs the gig in Norwich. Anyway.
Kevin.
He was trying to convince me to do a triathlon, and I have to admit, I fancied it.
Yeah. Yeah, triathlon. It's just the gear for me, the triathlon.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why I can be bothered with all the gear, but I can see the attraction to it.
Yeah.
You know, the swimming, I'm just basically detailing what a triathlon is. The running. You're a good swimmer.
The what?
You're a good swimmer.
Don't go off down that hill, seriously.
Is it not really down there, the car park?
Yeah.
Lost.
Oh my God.
You stupid idiot. We were there. We were right there. I'd be good on the bike and the run section, but the swimmer.
Running for me, part of the thing about running is I finally accepted that I'm not as happy on a bike as my wife or my brother.
Right.
And that was very freeing to do running instead. Swimming is a different thing. Again, I was really good at swimming at school, and now I'm rubbish.
Right.
I mean, even then I was only good at breaststroke. You've got to get your front crawl up.
You've got to do the crawl, yeah.
Yeah. Forget it. I'm never doing a triathlon. Stupid. Terrible idea.
I can see why people get into it. Because it's a chance to get loads of gear and get into stuff and have a different adventure, and now we're lost again. Yeah,
No, we're not. Yeah. Okay, this might be contentious.
Yeah.
But talking about getting into the gear.
Yeah.
It you know, a conversation I'm never going to warm to.
Go on then.
What did you think of the medal?
Of the?
Medal.
The medal?
I don't care. What did you think of the medal? I don't care about the medal.
What, the medal of what?
Like if you do an event.
Oh yeah, I'm not bothered about the medal then.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you did like the medal.
Well, I like a nice medal, but I don't know if comparing medals between events and having a conversation about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it catches the spirit of the thing to me.
Rob. We've got lost here, haven't we?
Yeah, we're going back up to the road.
We got lost again.
What did we do?
We were so close.
Why didn't we go on the road?
We were so close to the car park. I mean, said that, we could do a medal. We could do with a medal for this, couldn't we?
Yeah. There was a picture of some mushrooms there.
Yeah. You think we run down the road?
Yeah, well, we've got to retrace our steps, haven't we?
So that's what we did, is it? We ran up this road.
Yeah, that's how we got there.
Right.
I was just trying to cut through to the car park.
Right.
And frankly, we might have been on the right track.
Yeah.
But let's face it.
Yeah.
We might also have just been going anywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, bloody anywhere.
Yeah, now we're young.
My feet
it's time
will never be dry.
Time to keep
in
this
my
still.
Life. So.
What have we learnt?
What have you learnt? Where are you working this weekend, anyway?
I've just got these gigs up north this week.
Oh, yeah.
Got Julie's
then
party.
Julie's party. Yeah, next week.
And then I'm doing the Curious Arts Festival.
Yes.
This is Curious Arts Festival. I'm doing some gigs in town.
And we're running with Mr. Finn next week.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, great.
Which I'm really looking forward to. And I'll get you those books.
Yeah, great.
Oh,
I've read them before, loads of times.
Yes, they're great.
Give them to me, though, so I can read them.
Again, yeah. Just
again,
quickly.
Before the...
No, he's a really good runner, actually.
Yeah.
And a really good writer, really thoughtful, very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Like 250 marathon runner.
Yeah.
Did a good time in Comrades Marathon.
250, I mean, that's fair enough, but £8, Jesus.
Yeah. 250 is proper running for the marathon, isn't it? I mean, you're a proper runner then.
Oh, absolutely.
There's the car, Rob!
Yeah, that's right.
Seen it! There's no way we can get lost on this. Absolutely no way.
He's going to run past the car park.
Wait, is it sure?
No, Paul, look, see.
Surely.
Don't go left, go right.
No,
that's the car on the right there. No, he's gone back into the woods! Well, we're going to go now.
Yeah.
That was not what we hoped, and brilliantly, really,
it
again,
was good fun,
it's a run to remember, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. Sorry to the Maverick people, we'll do a different run of yours another time and do it properly and, you know,
we've
take
been schooled.
GPS or
we've
something.
Been schooled. In many ways, it's a good sales thing for the Maverick.
Running Commentary, yeah, great. Running Commentary listeners, if you heard this, went with us, we're sorry about the excitement, but it was fun. And
good fun.
Look us
off-road.
Up. We'll get, obviously, all our runs from here on in are going to be in cities, because otherwise we risk starving and deserting our families.
Tell us where you're running. Tell us about your races. Get in touch.
And, enjoy the rainy days, like people who don't run will not. We ran for 2 hours and 25 minutes.
Out and about. That's great. It's probably about 12, 13 miles.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll have that.
We'll see you online.
We'll
keep in touch, and happy running.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.